everyone, and welcome to the Brain Yield Podcast. I'm your host, Vab, and this is...
The Guy.
The Guy.
The Guy.
Today's episode is focusing on Nansen. Before we get started on the episode, I want everybody to know we are not affiliated with Nansen. We don't even have a referral code for Nansen.
Nansen's not paying us a dime.
You know what? We should have asked for a referral code because maybe, you know. But although we haven't gotten paid directly through Nansen, I do want to say that Nansen has helped us find some great gems and those gems have given us great returns.
Definitely.
So thank you, Nansen.
Has paid, actually, in the alpha that it gives. So that's true. We could still use a little referral thing, though.
Yeah, we can. So with that being said, let's get started. I want to start off with a quote from the CEO of Nansen, just to give you guys a perspective on how we view Nansen. By Alex, I'm sorry if I don't pronounce your last name correctly. Vanevik?
Svanik, I don't know. I'm sorry too.
He is active on Twitter. And one of the things he said a few weeks ago is that when you look at a smart wallet through Nansen, you're getting a masterclass. I think that literally gives you an idea of how powerful this tool really is. I haven't used it as much as the guy. The guy is the one that has been using Nansen for quite some time. How long has it been now?
Well, I think I've been using Nansen now almost 2 years. I think I was one of the first people to use Nansen. You know, I started using it like it had only existed for like less than 6 months.
How did you hear about it?
Honestly, I don't remember. I don't remember. Probably in a Discord.
You remember? I think it was Crown.
No. It was in the Synthetics Discord, the SNX Discord. Mm-hmm. There was a person there that is really big in the SNX community that he goes by the name of Synthaman. And he's like a computer scientist, and he was using Nansen to create his own reports, his own like proprietary like reports with the blockchain data. And he was sharing it with us in one of the channels there on the Discord. And that's how I found out about Nansen.
You know, when I first logged into Nansen, it looked complex. And I'm sure for someone that doesn't have like that computer background or even a spreadsheet background or data background, it can be quite intimidating. So when you logged in and you looked at it, how long did it take for you to like learn about it? Like, and how to use properly?
It took me many months. You know, I didn't understand right away how to make the data useful for investment decisions. You have to play with it for a while to figure that out. But after maybe like 6 months of doing it, I was able to find, you know, my own analysis style, like using the data.
So you were paying for the subscription throughout this whole time?
Yes, I did. I paid the subscription for 6 months. I've been paying for Nansen ever since I first got it, but I mean, I'm saying it took me like 6 months to learn how to use it.
And you know, the subscription thing is a topic. Well, it's a common or a question that we get often. You know, is it worth the money? Should I pay for it? Because Nansen isn't necessarily affordable for many. Can you go over prices?
I don't really know the prices for Nansen because I pay this like a year in advance. Like I pay for a year. But I don't know how much the monthly subscription is. Let me just look it up really quickly.
I know they do have like a free, like a free like subscription for you to try out Nansen. It doesn't give you all of the...
So... Nansen is, I mean, they have a free
version. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that they do have a free version.
Yeah, they have a free version.
They do.
You know, it probably doesn't have all the tools that you want, but But it is there and you can check it out, you know, and
Yeah,
play with it.
it does have a free version. However, I want to say though about Nansen.
But the standard version is $116 a month.
And
So, I mean, yeah, it is, I guess you would consider that an expensive subscription, right? Compared to like a Netflix subscription or some other subscription that people pay for. This one would be kind of expensive, but you have to think of it as an investment.
Yes.
It's an investment. Because like just the more information that you have access to and the more knowledge you have about the market, you know, the better investment decisions you're going to be able to make. You're going to have to think about the education part of it as part of the investment, right?
I'm thinking that it was clear to you after like the first week that it was worth paying this subscription because you're able to see,
Yeah, that
what the smart money is buying, track these wallets.
we haven't, if people who are listening to this and they have no idea what Nansen is or they never heard of that before. It's basically just a piece of software that takes the raw data out of the blockchains, all the different blockchains, you know, Ethereum, Binance, Phantom, Solana, etc. And then just categorizes and ca basically categorizes that data. And with being, and by categorizing the data, they're able to generate all sorts of tables and graphs and charts that you can use to analyze, you know, the health of the market, like a doctor reading vital signs on a patient, right?
That's yeah, perfect. Perfectly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so
All right.
no,
Need that
but
promo
I also
code,
I
Alex
also do suggest though,
Bainick.
okay,
Send me that
I also do suggest though that before
code,
you go ahead and pay for the subscription, use the free one to know a little bit of what
Yeah,
you're getting
definitely.
into.
Especially if you're new to it and you don't need to pay for anything to
And
learn.
also, there's a learning curve here, and you need to be aware of that. It's not something where you're gonna pay and you're gonna pick up within a day or two. But Nansen does a great job. I think that they have YouTube videos. They have this Nansen intern that goes on Twitter and also provides threads on how to use different tools on Nansen. So
A
there's a
great resource,
learning, yeah.
actually. An intern on Twitter and a couple other guys that do it too. Great resources too for anybody that wants to learn about Nancy. And also our Twitter too.
Yeah, our
Our
Twitter too.
we also do that as well, so you know, and it's all free.
So how do you, I know that you have a system of using Nansen, which we'll get more into detail later on. Let me ask you, what is the tool that you use often on Nansen? Because there's so many. So which is the one that you go and you click on often to find what you're looking for?
I think the one that everyone uses the most is Token God Mode, because that's the one that, you know, you have to look at when you are trying to do analysis on a token. You're definitely going to go through that particular dashboard, Token God Mode. And Token God Mode, I mean, just quickly, you know, gives you basically all the different vital metrics of the token. Like who are the biggest holders? What have they been doing over the last 7 days, over the last 30 days of buying, selling? How many tokens have been going into and out of exchanges, which ones, at what size, at what frequency, you know, are the number of wallets increasing over time? How is seniority distributed? You know, what percentage of the tokens are held by longer term holders versus shorter term? All sorts of metrics that you can use to give you a sense and an
Yeah.
idea of how bullish or bearish the token might be at a particular time.
And I want to say that Nansen also has that feature for NFTs now.
It does. It does.
And
With
so
even more metrics. Actually, the NFT God mode is even more comprehensive than the token one.
just to give you an idea of how powerful Nansen can be, and I know that you don't just use Nansen. Nansen's just one of the things that you use when you're picking your projects and how you invest, correct? Because some people think that, oh, I just use Nansen and that's it. But Nansen's just one of the things that you use out of the many, because I know that you also look at charts.
Correct, correct. There's also looking at charts, and there's also just understanding the fundamentals of the market or the token, reading white papers,
Yeah.
you know, doing the due diligence that is required of multifaceted, right? Like, yeah, it's a multifaceted thing. You know, it's not just one thing.
Okay, so just to give you an idea on how powerful this Nick Nansen tool really is, which, how would you define, is it Nansen a tool or?
It's a software. It's like,
how? Yeah, I'm using the wrong word.
Term for what it is called a SaaS. It's a software as a service. So that's the technical term.
So to give you an idea of how how powerful this software really is, this is just one example. And again, doesn't mean that it can happen again. Back in August of 2021, I approached the guy and I'm like, hey, listen, I think I found a project. The dev might be dead. Of course, it's cryptocurrency. Why not? The dev might be dead. The community is like shot, but the tokenomics are great. And I don't know. Can you go in, Nansen, and take a look a little bit deeper as to what's happening?
What project was this?
That was Cocktail Bar. I'm about to tell you the story that's just going to...
All right.
Because Nansen doesn't teach you about taking profits. That's something I had to learn the hard way.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy goes in, Nansen, goes in the hood, and comes back to me and tells me, hey, you know what? Say it again?
You mean under the hood? I went under the hood.
He went under the hood.
Not in the hood.
He went under the hood. And he goes to me, hey, you know what, Vam? I think I got something for you. I think this one isn't really dead. He looked at the wallets that were holding the distribution, how they were accumulating slowly but surely. Cocktail Bar was $7 a COC. Wow. This was August, early September. The dev hadn't shown up, but these top wallets were just actually adding. They weren't even selling. So I took the plunge, thanks to Nansen, and I bought. I bought in September when everybody in the Telegram world told me not to buy. Nansen was telling the guy, hey, you know what? I think you should buy. So I ended up buying.
There you go. There you go.
And this particular project,
The referral code, Alex.
But I'm going to tell you what happened here with this project. I cannot give you the exact numbers, but I would turn $9,000 into, please, I turned them into $800,000 in 2 months. Because that's Cocktail incredible. Bar that's went incredible. From $7 in 2 months, from $7 to, I want to say, $1,300 per COC in a matter of 2 months. And the only reason why I bought was because the guy went into Nansen, he went under the hood, he looked at the wallets, and he said, no, I think this one's a good buy. And I bought, and I followed it, and it turned into a great investment. Sadly, right. I didn't take all the profits because Nansen doesn't have a psychology course on the market. But yeah. it just shows you, you know, this is a masterclass. And if you're able to use this software correctly, you are going to just uncover so much information that can help you become a better trader, a better investor, if you will.
Right. And there is a learning curve that's also not... You know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea that Nansen is somehow gonna. All you need to do is just pay a monthly subscription, and you're gonna find projects like that one.
That's a great point.
Did you like a 1,000x or whatever?
Yeah.
It's not quite like that. There is work involved, and there's a learning curve, and it's up to you as well. I mean, I didn't buy that. I didn't make those returns because I didn't make that investment. You made that investment.
Yeah.
There's also that individual element to it, right?
Of course.
As far as how much success you're going to have software, you know, it depends on you.
Alrighty. Well, this wraps up our Nansen episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. I will tell you this. If you're following us on Twitter, you're able to see more of our Nansen breakdown done by the guy. He goes over pains. He goes over different projects. And we are very active.
Go like ahead. The tweet that we did a couple of weeks ago where the title of the tweet is how to use Nansen to make money in crypto. Explaining to you like what it is that you're looking for when you use the Token God Mode dashboard. And that one is great to highlight just now because if you go back and look at it now on our feed, you'll see that at that time, it was June 27th. The conclusion of the analysis was that Bitcoin was bullish at that time. And then here we are 30 days later or 20 days later, we're up like more than 25% of that price. So that really just gives you an idea of how powerful the tool can be. All right.
Legend, legend moves you make, man. I mean, just follow Brain Yields, follow the podcast. And you know what, Alex Nansen, we need a referral code.
Oh,
That's it.
yeah.
We've worked for it, sir. Give it to
Yeah.
us.
At this point, we deserve it. Work for it.
Okay, I'll see you guys next episode. Bye, everyone.